You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you live from Laguna Beach. We're back home. Here we are for another week, getting it started here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have some exciting updates and guests today. So if you're not following, please follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Leray, or my personal one, Monique Leray Stinson. And want to give you guys an update. I just got back from South Dakota shooting a project, a really special project. We'll give you some updates on that soon. And shout out to our sponsors and supporters, Next Level Consulting with Shane Hyman. Thank you so much. Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah, thank you so much for your support. And of course, La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for your continued support. But without further ado, I have someone really special on today, Carrie Bringle. Carrie, how's it going?
Hey, it's good. How about you today?
Oh, wonderful, Carrie. Thank you so much for taking time out on a Sunday afternoon in between your Zagette features and GQ and Bon Appetit and all your awards you're winning there. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell people who you are?
So my name is Carrie Bringle. I'm the owner of Peg Leg Porker Barbecue and Peg Leg Porker Brands. We also have a spirits division, which has Peg Leg Porker Tennessee Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Wow. Just in time for summer. I'm loving that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, wonderful. Well, so tell us a little bit about your brand, because we're the startup. We'd love to hear startup stories, how you came up with the leg, the peg leg. I mean, I understand that joke. It's funny, but tell us a little bit more about your brand.
Well, so our brand is called Peg Leg Porker, and that comes from the fact that I actually have one leg. So it's not, it's a story. Oftentimes I get people coming in, they're like, you ever heard that pig joke? And I'm like, yeah, I've heard it a million times. And they say, well, that's where the name came from, isn't it? And I said, you need to look down. And they look at that. I'm usually wearing shorts, so I literally am the peg leg porker. I lost my leg to bone cancer when I was 17. Mm. And instead of making that something negative, I ended up starting a brand with it and making it something positive that people could relate to. And maybe it helps some people out, and maybe it inspires some folks.
Wow, I love that. And I'm sorry, it reminds me of a lyric with The Far Side from the 90s. I'm a latchkey kid. So
the 90s,
your mama's got a peg leg with the kickstand. That was the verbiage from the rap, okay?
And so I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so wow, you've already triumphed so much at an early age. I wonder, you know, learning those things early, how did you put that into your business? I mean, because it takes a lot to start businesses up, as you know.
It does. I when I got out of college, I actually went into healthcare in the clinical lab business, and then I was in IT. You know, barbecue was always something that was a passion and something that I wanted to do. I started working when I was 13 selling hot dogs at Vanderbilt games, and you know, I've started many companies since then. Some of them have been great. Some of them were not so great. But along the way, I learned a lot of lessons. And I think it's our failures that really define us more than our successes. And through those failures, in some instances, it made me a better business person. And so I was able to, when the time was right, I started the Peg Leg Porker brand and restaurant. And then we started the spirits company right afterwards. And fortunately, we've done well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you're right. I do believe that the failures, you can learn from them if you don't get too heavy on yourself. I mean, yeah, take a moment, you know, mourn that, but there's lessons in growth and how to really expand your brand there. And honestly, I mean, if you keep going, is it even a failure? It's just kind of a growth moment, right?
Absolutely. My father used to say nothing is ever a complete failure if not to serve as a bad example. And so as long as you're, and I tell my kids, I'm like, it's okay to fail as long as you're learning from those failures, and you turn them into lessons rather than failures. I think that's the most important part.
Wonderful. And it sounds like you were able to be a little tongue-in-cheek about your brand, which is always fun to keep a sense of humor.
So. You can't take yourself too seriously. You know, we're selling barbecue and bourbon. We're not curing cancer here. We're having a good time.
We love that. Okay, good. So I want to know a little bit about your startup story. I know that you shared some here, but what are some maybe some tips for that person that's looking to get into this genre of business, that maybe that advice or that help, that hand up that maybe you needed, you could pay it to someone today in your genre of business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just not only in my genre of business, but in other businesses, I would say that if you're interested in something, if you want to look at something or some field, try and get a mentor. You know, try and find somebody who's in that field, or at least just somebody that can give you some life lessons. And I was lucky. I had a friend who was a next door neighbor. He was like a second father to me. His name was Reed Morgan, and he really mentored me in sales at a young age, and that helped me throughout my career and no matter what field I was in. And Reed always used to say, you know, get yourself up to where your nose is just above the water. You can, you know, and that way you push yourself to do more and do better. And, you know, if you're wanting to start something or a business, you don't have to jump in with both feet, no pun intended. You can ease into it, or, you know, I've started several businesses at nights and weekends that were very successful. And in my genre with the restaurants, I started by cooking for friends and family, then for larger groups, then cooking festivals, and then catering on the side. And that got my feet wet. And then by the time it was ready to do a brick and mortar, I already had my name out there. I had a reputation, and I was able to do it. And with the bourbon business, I had worked with Jim Beam Black, had been a sponsor of mine for years. And so I knew people in that business and was able to draw off some of their knowledge. And then when the time was right for me to start my own spirits company, I was able to do that, and I had some background in it. And so I wasn't just, you know, throwing myself out there with no support net and no, you know, backup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so smart. And it's really about tilling your own soil. You know, it sounded like you said, hey, I have these resources here. I've built these relationships. They know me. They know what I'm going to bring to the table. And that is really, really smart. Great, great, great advice there, guys, because look at your relationships you've already formed and people seeing how consistent you are. See if you can grow those brands, those businesses, those relationships, and expand it. And find out, you know, what's in the market that's missing. A lot of people have something, they have that secret ingredient. And yours, having not, you know, lost a limb, is actually smart marketing. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, we got shirts that say limping ain't easy. And, and we sell a whole lot of them. At, you know, everybody's got somebody in their family that limps. And so, you know, they love that shirt. But yeah, I think you really touched on something in the fact that it's your network of people. You know, you want to surround yourself with people that will push you to another level. You don't, you know, when you, if you want to act like the big man and hang around a bunch of people that are less than you, then you're never going to bring them up. They're going to bring you down most of the time.
That's right.
And so if you go out and you find a good mentor, or you find a group of peers or mentors, then that really will do a lot for you, because just listen to them, you know. Yeah. Go find you an old successful businessman or businesswoman and, you know, and listen to what they tell you, because they've been there and they've done that. And if you'll pay attention and listen to the advice that they give you and take it seriously, then it could be life changing.
Wow. And that's so free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so free, guys.
It doesn't matter what economic, socioeconomic background that you have.
Yeah.
There are mentors. There's people that are out there that want to help. And
that's
I mentor a lot of people now that are trying to get into the restaurant business. And I try and give them, you know, my best advice and spend time with them. It's completely free. I don't mind doing it. I actually am honored that somebody asked me and thinks enough about what I've done to want my advice.
Yes.
And so, and can it help you grow as an entrepreneur by mentoring other people as well? Wow. Because there's a give and take. You learn, you know, I learn from some of these younger generations on things that they've thought of or doing, and I can give them some advice on where not to trip themselves up.
That's beautiful. And you know what? You're right. I think that there is a beautiful dance and exchange, and it really fills your soul. Like, if there's an entrepreneur you're speaking to and you could save them time and money and energy and kind of just reroute them of something that you've learned, that fills your soul as an entrepreneur. Because honestly, if you're in it, you're a serial entrepreneur. So, you know, cutting corners in a smart way, saving time and money and helping someone coming up and them showing you how to TikTok or whatever the heck they're showing, you know, those updated, those skills there. Beautiful. Let's keep the conversations going, you know?
100%. You know, and I was, in fact, I just, and it may even provide an opportunity for you, because I was mentoring a friend of mine that's a classically trained chef. And we've been friends, and I've talked with him over the years. Finally, he came up with a concept that I think had a great brand and a great reputation. He went out farmers markets and selling stuff out of his driveway, and I ended up investing in that business and becoming partners with he and his wife. It's called Fat Belly Pretzel and Deli, and that came through my willingness to share and work with him. And now I'm invested in a brand that I think is a winner, that could that could be a great long-term investment. But it's because I was able to take the time, and he was able to come to me and ask for advice.
Yeah.
And so when he finally came up with the right idea, then, he had somebody built in that believed in him already because they had seen the work he put in.
I love that. And, you know, you piqued my ears a little bit. I just discovered on a side note, and they're not sponsoring, but shout out to Dots Pretzels. I don't know what the hell is in those pretzels. I found those in Utah in January when it was at Sundance Film Festival, and I've been addicted. Well, did I find them there? I don't know. Yeah, I just, have you had Dots Pretzels?
I have not, but you know, if they got a good pretzel's great.
Listen, I don't know. But the big pretzel, give a shout out. What's the name of that brand, your big pretzel brand that you're in?
It's called Fat Belly Pretzel and Deli. It's in East Nashville here in town, and they've got the best sandwiches in town and the best pretzels.
Fat Belly, shout out. Okay, let's talk bourbon now, Carrie.
Right.
I want to know what your bourbon is all about, and what on the West Coast now, we need a nice bourbon because we're coming up on Cinco de Mayo and we've got summertime. So what are we pairing with bourbons these days, and how can we get into it?
Well, we're not on the West Coast yet. We're not out in California yet with our distribution. We're in about 9 states and in the UK, but
okay.
we're building a new blending and bottling facility right now. And once that's completed, it'll allow us to expand to more states, and California's on that list.
Great.
And so we're excited about that. I got in that business about 9 years ago, and I had a relationship, like I said, with Jim Beam, which helped me gain some knowledge about the industry. I didn't go into business with them. I ended up doing my own thing. And so I bought some sourced bourbon when I started the label. And then I developed a new process of hickory charcoal filtering. So we barrel the bourbon. We run it through hickory charcoal, which is a staple in our barbecue business. And it gives it just a hint of flavor and taste, and really, really sets it off. And it's been well received. We've won a lot of awards with it.
Nice.
And actually, on Thursday, we got the news that we won a double gold at San Francisco World Spirits for our white label, which is just our staple, our mainstay bourbon.
Congratulations.
So that was great. And it's thank you so much. I appreciate it. So it's this year we got news. Within the last 45 days, we got news that Southern Living named us the top barbecue in the state of Tennessee. And then we got news last week that we won a double gold for our bourbon at the most prestigious spirits competition out there.
Wow. You're just knocking them down. And I mean, listen, I know for a fact, if you brought your, you know, your charcoal and your bourbon, like all of that is something we love to have at the beach here. You know, we love firing up the pits here by the beach. And, you know, I had an idea for you, but you probably already thought that. We're so close to Las Vegas here in Southern California. I mean, smoking a nice stogie with the bourbon in Vegas? I mean, that's a no-brainer,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, we just did a fundraiser with my buddies Ed and Noel up in Newburgh, New York. Cigarbecue, and we had a lot of bourbon and a lot of cigars at that event. Yes. With my buddy Matty Rock, who works with Drew's Estate, and so it was a fun event. I just saw some of those guys last night at a fundraiser we did in Queens.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay. So we're yeah. setting that this record straight, guys, that city folks still like their bourbon and their cigars. Okay. We need it. We need that balance.
Yes, they do.
We need it.
Yes, they do.
And
yes,
our
they
barbecue.
Do.
All right. Well, good. I'm excited to, I want to officially invite you. I was speaking to your PR team, but we have an event here in Beverly Hills on July 11th for the ESPYs week. Celebrity, there'll be 100 celebrities, media and press there. We would love to have you come and network and bring some of your samples, your bourbon, but we'll talk offline, but you're officially invited. So we would love to have
you. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll have to see what my calendar looks like in July. I'm going over to teach in Sweden, and so I'm flying over to Copenhagen and then to Sweden to go teach some barbecue classes over there.
Now I'm not promoting tobacco, but like I've learned to ski in Wyoming and some of the cowboys with the dip and the drink. I mean, that's kind of fun.
it's a good time.
That's a good time. Okay, good. Well, Sweden's gonna be great. I want you to leave us with something, Carrie. Tell us what you're excited about. You just shared Sweden, which sounds amazing. What are you excited about towards maybe like Labor Day or the end of the year? Anything else coming up this year that you're excited about to share with your brand?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, we're in the process of building our blending and bottling facility. That facility will have a tasting room and bottle shop, which will be great. It'll give an anchor for the spirits company. And so we're fired up about that. It's going to be great, and it's going to be a game changer for our ability to expand across the United States and across the globe with our spirits company.
Well, I love it. And you know what? Always evolving. You guys, get with Carrie Bringle here at Peg Leg Porker Bourbon, okay? Yeah. And listen, you have a new friend here in Laguna Beach. If you're ever here, we would love to have you. And however we can support your expansion at LA Talk Radio and the Startup with Monique LeRae, we're here for you. So
I'm
excited.
Monique, I really appreciate you having me on. It's great to talk to you. And we look forward to having many more conversations and maybe getting out there to see you.
I'm excited. All right, Carrie, be well. And thanks again for being here, you guys. Oh, before you go, Carrie. There he is. Carrie, give your plugs, my dear. Where can people find you on social and
sure.
the internet landscape?
Yeah, you can find us at www.peglegporker.com. You can find us at peglegporker, at Bringle Smoking Oasis, at Peg Leg Porker Bourbon on our socials. We're in the Gulch in Nashville, Tennessee. We've also got a place called Pig Star in the airport, and we have another restaurant called Bringle Smoking Oasis over in the Nations area of Nashville.
Beautiful. I need to come down and have some barbecue shrimp or fish. That's my jam.
There you
go. Right. All right, Carrie, we'll see you soon. Continue success. All right, you guys, that was Carrie Pringle. I'm excited. The Peg Leg Porker, bourbon and spirits brand, you know, keep your sense of humor. I love that he's turned something that could have been seen as negative into positive, you know, in overcoming cancer at 17. What a wonderful story, a story about perseverance and really whatever you're facing, you can conquer it and turn into a successful entrepreneur. So shout out to Carrie. Thank you so much, Carrie, for making time on a Sunday to speak with us. All right, Sam, how's it looking back there, Sam? Do we have our next guest coming? He's going to text me. No, okay. It's Sunday, guys. You know, that's my show. It's been like that since we started. And that's okay. But I want to give a shout out actually to another brand today. I just got something in the mail. Shout out to Yes Cacao. It's a chocolate, obviously, and they come in like a little booklet. Isn't that cute? I am enjoying this. Sam, we got to get you some over there. Do you eat chocolate, Sam? There's one. Let's see. Make a wish and take a bite. This is the mint flavor. Let's see if I can get it out. And it just has, it just tells you about the chocolate. Obviously, the chocolate's gone because it was delicious. But it tells you about the ingredients and the motivation for this brand of chocolate. There's another one. This is the Brain Power chocolate. I tore that one up. This one had turmeric, ginkgo, and lion's mane. I need more of this one for my memory for sure. Bliss Out. Oh, this one has kava, turmeric, and GABA. I love this, you guys. What a smart little way to educate someone about chocolate. And it's made here, handmade in California. Can't beat that. Can't beat that. All right, so shout out to Yes Cacao. Thank you so much for my lovely treat. It was nice to go to my mailbox and not just have bills in there. That was nice. I had chocolate. So this is what it looks like if you guys are looking to gift give this coming summer. If there's a birthday or any event, Yes Cacao. All right. And that's what it looked like. It's like a little booklet. So thank you so much for that. Guys. Reminder, with Max Arafa, we have 4th of July is a drag at La Casa del Camino, June 25th. You can grab tickets on Eventbrite. Shout out to Eventbrite. I was accepted as a creator collection, I guess the first group of creators. They have a collection group that they chose. Thanks for choosing me. I am so glad to be a part of it. I'm sorry I've missed our Zooms thus far, but I will be more active. You know, in the coming weeks. So thanks, shout out to Eventbrite. Thanks again for that. That's really cool. I'm learning a lot more about events and how to sell more tickets and be more successful at that. And so I think it's called a creator collective. So there's some cool people doing cool things in that group. And a shout out to Eventbrite. I really appreciate you guys seeing those qualities in me and the show and whatever else we're doing. So with that, let's see, we have ESPYs event in July. You guys, if you're a small business, a startup business, a product or service, we would love to have you come out, teaming up with the Harris Brothers again for that in July in Beverly Hills. So you can email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we will give you the info. And what else? We have some other things coming up, but it is summertime, so you know, we'll be focused on the things we already have scheduled. And I have the pandemic film, the second film, the international version's trailer coming to you guys soon. Right now I'm in edit. I've been in edit for a while, but we're still working on it. I am a little bit of a perfectionist. I am guilty of that. But shout out to my editor, Laura. She's amazing. Thank you for putting up with me and my delays. What else, guys? I think that's it, but we've got a full show next week. We're waiting for someone else to show up. I'm not sure if they're going to make it because it is Sunday and people, sometimes they forget. But a shout out to everyone supporting again. Thank you so much, Next Level Solutions, Shane Hyman. Let's see. Felton Calhoun over at La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for the support. And Leah Solberg at Michael Solberg Family Wines. They pair well with a glass. So if you haven't tried it, check out Michael Solberg, familywines.com. And yeah, I'm local, guys. I'm not really going anywhere. I might have to go up north to Oregon and Seattle for a day or two for business. But other than that, I'm here for the summer. And our last trip for the Endemic Project documentary will be to South Africa. Finally, been trying to get there. Been moving heaven and earth to make that happen. So that's going to actually happen around my school schedule, probably in August, probably August before Labor Day. That's the goal. So if you are someone in the South Africa area, you know someone that has a story of survival, we're looking for, you know, perseverance, right? So startups during the pandemic, or maybe, you know, you had a wedding that you had to postpone, or you had a baby, or anything around that time frame, and then cause and effect. So anything that was caused or affected by the pandemic, and you are pioneering through that, we would love to hear your story, because it is a time capsule that we're doing. So we're interested in those pieces rather than any political, we feel like that's been covered. So we're looking for the human interest stories there. So that is it. Sam, it doesn't look like anyone else is coming, huh? To the party here on Sunday. All right. Nope. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. And congratulations to all the designers and everybody on the Met at the Met this year. I was hoping to be there at least, you know, from the outside looking in, but maybe next year for the Met. And shout out to everyone at the White House Correspondents Dinner, wanted to be there too. So this time next year, those are the things on my list. So you might see me on LA Talk Radio from there. That's the goal. And I guess the Kentucky Derby's coming up too, or did it happen? Those are the three things that I have on the list this time next year. Just April and May just come so fast for me. The spring just comes so fast. But shout out to everyone, you know, doing their thing this weekend. Thank you for the support. And as usual, what will you start up today? I'll see you next weekend and be well. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.